Now, children, listen. Yeah. Listen, my children. Unity. 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 Unify. Do not break rank. Unify. Unity. Angels of the Lord are here. Touch them and bring them into a time and a place of divine. It's the divine of God at work in this place tonight. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Ma, so many things have happened because of the mouth. So much injury has happened because of the mouth. Unify. Unify. Become one with me and join. Each one joining. Join. Join. Each one joining. Partnering with heaven to unify. Become unified. It's unity in the body. It's all about unity. It's about unity in the body of believers. And as you commit to unifying, you will see great glory in your own home. And you will see the power manifest in your home. And you'll see breakthrough take place in your finances. And the things that you have longed and desired that I have spoken over your life that I was not able to bring forth because of your mouth, because of disunity. The things that I promised years ago will be seen and realized rather quickly. And things you could not do with your children, I will do in a day. So become one with me and become one body and unify and love. And do not speak and do not gossip. Do not speak and do not gossip. That's breaking rank. Don't. Don't. Don't do it. I need this from you. If I'm to work and get the work done quickly, you must be in unity. Pray much from my heart, and I will give it. Pray much for my heart, and I will give it. Pray much for my love, and I'll release it. And I'll give you the desire to yield to the love that is yours, that is yours, that is yours. It is yours. It resides in you. And as you begin to yield to the fruit of love in you, more will be released. And you shall be like a wellspring garden. And you shall be like a green tree, lush and green, nourished, well watered, blessed, prospered, because you've kept the bonds of peace. Because you've kept the peace of unity, the blessings of God, and the favor of God shall come upon you. And I will bring you into things that would have taken years for you to get into. I will be able to do very, very shortly because there's no time. Sovereign time. It is a sovereign time. And things will be done quickly. And there will be a divine acceleration. Divine. It's divine. It is holy. It is supernatural. It comes from me, and it will produce greater fruit on the vine. On the vine. On the vine. On the vine. And the vine. On the vine. You are the vine. It's divine. This love and unity I'm talking about is divine. And as you keep your mouth shut and walk in humility with me, you will see more and more the enemy will not be able to touch you like he has been able to in the past. So consecrate your life anew before me tonight. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and I will lift you up. And you shall be strong and bold and very courageous, and you will go into the marketplaces, and you'll bring my peace, and you'll bring my joy, and you'll bring my light, and many will come to your light. And you will bring those that were drawn to your light to this light. And many will come into the kingdom of God and the blessings of the Lord and the joy of the Lord will be in this house. And there will be joy in this house. And there will be joy in your house and tremendous laughter. Joy. And you say within yourself, how can this be? This is too good to be true. Well, I am too good to be true. But it is true. I am that good. And I will shelter you. And I will shelter you. And I will protect you. And I will shelter you. And I will protect you. And I will shelter you. And I will protect you. And I will keep you safe under the shadow of my wing. The power of God. Reach for the power of God. Reach, church. Lift your hands and begin to worship. What is it that you have need of? Reach your hands up and take it. If you commit to the Lord to walk in the bonds of peace and unity
all of this will be yours. Established. Power of God. Power of God. The power of God. The power of God is in this place. So, Father, anybody that is watching, they're watching. Lord, we bless those that are watching. It's for you to make that commitment to the Lord to walk in unity and keep your mouth shut. And if you can't say anything nice, you don't say anything at all. And when people walk in this place, they will say, oh, this is what I always imagined church to be like. I feel God in this place. I feel the love of God in this place. I feel the very love of God in this place. I want to join this place. For this is the house of God. For this is the house of God. Release. Just like that. Power of God burns through. Every root. Every stronghold breaks in Jesus' name. Breaks. 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 The power of God burns through in Jesus' name. I declare by faith a new you in Jesus' name. Oh, there's deliverance. There's deliverance in this place. Bonnie, deliverance is coming to your house. When I saw you getting out of your car this evening, Lord said, I'm going to bless her tonight. Lord said, I'm going to bless her for her faithfulness. God's rewarding faithfulness tonight. Church, first, it's like this. Anything. And everything, anybody, anything that is a yoke to you must break off of your life. Do you know what I'm talking about? Will you let God do that? Satan, it's over. It's over. No more trouble. You cannot bring trouble to this house any longer. Anyone and everything in this home, stolo froci pribace, sandolo bakisa la bakucha, hereni anna ingondolo bokum broci, you frabace, you stondo robosi, and you frabace now in Jesus' name. break. You break. Yokes, break in Jesus' name. Release and entrust. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Father, for the blessing. Thank you, Father, for the blessing. Thank you, Father, for the blessing. And the divine order must allow divine order of God. And He will bring the blessing into your life and He will make every crooked place straight. But you must allow the divine order of God in your life. Divine order must come. Church must come. The divine order of God must come to your home. There are things that are established in your life that is not right. It's out of divine order. You see. You've got to be willing to trust God and let Him remove people, children. Do you understand? Do you understand? Divine order. Not that He would remove them from your life altogether. This is a time, church, like no other time. My God, I'm hearing from the Lord. It is like a river flowing. Listen, divine revelation. I'm speaking by divine revelation. I'm speaking by divine revelation. Church, now listen. The glory is here, but also perilous times. It's very important to the Lord that you establish in your life the importance of maintaining a peaceful home. Have to have a peaceful life. You've got to have peace in your life. Got to have it. You've got to have the peace of God in your life. You've got to change some things and make Him first and His house first. And not your family get-togethers. It cannot come before the house of God. They cannot come before the house of God. Out of divine order, do you see? God first. Let the Lord have His way. God first. Then your family. And if you will put God first, and how many of you know exactly what God's talking about? Raise your hand. Acknowledge. Do you know what God is saying? God first! And your plans and your purposes, yours, last. And now, you are to become one with God, and your desire for God must be number one. Are you listening? One. One. You and God become one. Oh. My God. The oneness of God. You become one with the Lord. You have to listen. You've got to establish peace in your life because of the storms that are here. And they will rage, church. And only those whose lives have been founded and established upon the rock shall stand. He's the rock. He's your foundation. He is who you build on, not entertainment. You are His. And you're building your life on Him. You build your life with Jesus on His Word. And you put God first. Seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom. Establish the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and establish the kingdom of God in your life. God first. His house must come first. How many of you understand what God is saying tonight? Oh Lord, there's a fire in my hand. It's the Holy Ghost. He's here and He's talking through me tonight. He is counseling. Is the Lord counseling tonight? When you put God first, He will minister to your children and He will establish your foundation. You cannot fix your children. They have their own will. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. They have their own will. It's not your fault. And you've got to come out of agreement and you've got to stop taking responsibility. It's not yours. Are you hearing what the Lord is saying? You've got to relieve yourself. It's not your fault. We have all made mistakes. And now our children are grown adults and there is a God. The same God that helped you is going to help them. There is the Holy Ghost. And the same one that transformed you is going to transform them. God says, get out of the way! Entrust them to me. And you move on. You move on to greater heights. And let Him establish your life. We pull down strongholds and every high thing that tries to exalt itself. Did you hear that? And every high thing that tries to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Well, I just don't believe that. What? If God said it, you don't have anything to say. We're not asking your opinion. He gave you His. Well, I just don't believe it works that way. Well, it does. Well, I can't ask my children to leave. Well, you can. This is what I'm talking about. Do you hear what God is saying? He can meddle because you belong to Him. He is saying, darkness and light can never, ever, they can't cohabit. If there's peace, fine. But if God says no, then it's no. And you're going to start hearing some things, and you need to run some of these things by your pastor. And he will have the wisdom of God. This is a night of change. I'm telling you, my God, the anointing is in my hand. This is the night of change, guys. This is it. I looked over there I can't even tell you, I could not stop looking. There were angels over there, the power of God. And then the supernatural just became so alive in me. I'm like, oh my God, it's here. It's here. Oh, the Lord has many things to say to us tonight. It's here. And church, the reason you can't discern many things that were already happening is because you don't draw near. Draw nigh unto God, and He will what? Draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify, that's right, and purify your hearts. That's right. She said, James, God saw that. She knows, Adrian knows. Did you hear that? See, that's one scripture. Are you doing that? See, the Lord's saying, you've been holding me accountable for your mistakes. Well, God, you didn't do it like you said. Are you even obeying the word? Draw nigh unto me. Put the video games away. Turn the television off. Stop allowing the devil to distract you. Draw nigh unto me. This is important. We have got to draw nigh unto God. And He's going to establish us. Church, we've got to get established because the world's going to start running to you. Your neighbors are going to start running to you. The harvest is going to be released. They will be left and right of you constantly. And you guys, all we're going to do is just start sticking the sickle in the ground and they're going to come. But you have to be ready. And I see Bible studies in your own homes with other people. God is going to make you leaders. Discipleship, pastor. Don't forget, pastor, discipleship. The church has to learn discipleship so they can disciple others. Very important to the harvest. Very important to the harvest. Discipleship. Must learn how to win a soul. Must learn how to disciple. Thank you, Lord, for giving Pastor Bruce the wisdom of God. Whatever material you want him to use besides the word, we thank you, Lord, that the wisdom of God is his to instruct and construct. Every believer a leader. Soon. Soon. God is establishing you. He's touching you. Things are shifting. Things are going to change. Let the Lord have His way. Things are shifting. Things are changing. Something's moving. Something is moving tonight. Things are moving tonight. Things are moving tonight. And it starts with you. God's moving in you first. God is shifting. Something's changing. Something's moving. I feel something changing. I feel something moving in me. That's the Lord. A paradigm shift. A different way to look at this hour. A different way to look. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The hand of the Lord is upon you. And He is anointing you and He is establishing you. And I thank you, Father, for her protection. And I heard the word great gain. You're going to have great gain in the Spirit, great gain. God's going to, you know what, guys, don't we? We want great gain. We want to gain the Holy Ghost. We want to gain the anointing, you see? We want to gain understanding and knowledge of the Word. Great gain, you see? That's the gain. Oh, Father, I thank you that you are moving in this place. You are moving. Nope, it's you. You're doing it all. It's happening. Change. 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 Father, I thank you for a shift. I thank you, Father God, it begins in your mind first. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father, that the Mubarak, Nen Yapun Jambah, Ichai, Heneku, Hana, Ichibat, Stondo, Jedabachi, Ikajato, Rostotondarapa, Ichinelebek and Jondarapa, Senik, Dondarapa, Ikajinak, Nolomakasandareka Macha. Sikit on the robo, sambale canjinde, but on the robo,
It is established. I said it is. It is established. For I am the Lord. I say it is. It is established. And you must go. And you must go now in Jesus' name. You've got to go. For the Lord just said it is established. He has established himself. You can't touch her any longer. And you don't open doors. You don't open doors. You watch what you watch. And you listen to what you're listening to. These are gates that the enemy gets in. Watch what you watch. Be careful what you listen to and be careful what you say. And the Lord and the Lord's help. So bring forth a new day. Thank you, Jesus. Depression, oppression, you go. Every form of darkness, you have to go. It is established. You have to go in Jesus' name. And we forbid you to ever enter again. You've got to go. And I command all torment. And I command all trauma. And I command all fear to leave every cell in her body. Come out of her cellular memory. Leave and never come back in the name of Jesus. And the Lord says, you establish my desire in your life and you will have
the blessing. I pull down every stronghold, every thought, belief, philosophy that you see as truth, but they're lies of the devil. There are things that you've established in your heart and made sacred, but was not of God. They were not necessary. And so I pull those thoughts down in Jesus' name, those beliefs and those philosophies that are not necessary, not truth, will not, should not be established in your life any longer. We break the power of those thoughts. We break the agreement of those thoughts. And we call you free in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God.
Nehi ko le pala se ki joro che ai. Foi kanalai sora chipo le pretora shi. Siri ko para chiko la yele oroi. For the Lord surrounds you, and the Lord goes before you, and the Lord walks behind you, and He will be with you every step of the way. And it's a new day. And the worshiper in you is rising higher. Songs of the Lord will come through you. Songs of the Lord will come through you. Your victory, the song of the Lord shall come through your victories. And the anointing will increase and you'll get many free. Many, many free. Many, 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 many free. And you'll rejoice in that day and say, it was hard, but I'm so glad I allowed the Lord to have His way. And I'm so glad I agreed with God, because I have become a weapon in the hand of the Lord, and He is using me to bring forth righteous justice. Righteous justice. Righteous justice shall come through you. And God's going to give you a voice. And I see you going before government. I see you going before the Senate. I see you going. And you must pray now before that day comes. And there will be an anointing upon your life. And hearts will be cut. Sorely, sorely, sorely for all that you've been through, and you shall bring forth righteousness, righteous justice. Righteous justice shall come through you because you kept your heart right and you kept walking with Him through. I declare and decree your release, your healing, your health, your joy, and everything you've lost over these years, restored. Restored. I call you restored. I call you restored in Jesus' name. Angels of the Lord, work with her and bring her. That's all going to be by the will of God. And if someone comes to you and you get a chance to be brought in, on a hearing, or I see you in a room being brought in to give your testimony. If God opens the door, you go through it. Don't try to make anything happen. God's going to do it. And you will be a weapon that God uses to bring forth righteous justice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your hand. Thank you for the hand of God that is upon him. I thank you, Father God, that you are forming him. You're forming his heart. You're forming his life. You're forming his eyes. He sees. He sees what he could not see before. You're forming him. You're shaping him. Thank you, Father God. You're forming him and you're shaping him. Thank you, Jesus. You're establishing him. I thank you, Father God, for giving him a true identity of who he really is. Who am I? And God is going to establish that in your heart. And you will know who you are. Why did God create me? You will know why God created you. And he's going to establish your identity. And he's going to open up the word to you. And tremendous revelation is going to be taught to you by the Holy Spirit. And you will lead your generation to God. And so, Father, we thank you and we praise you for this wonderful young man whose heart is yours in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. You want it? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Father. This is my Father's house. It's a song of your heart. This is my Father's house. I don't even know it. That's just what came right up in my spirit. That's your heart, Pastor. And Renita, this is the Father's house. God says, this is my house. This is my house. And I am establishing this house. This is my house. And I'm establishing my house. And I thank you, Father God, for favor. And I thank you, Father God, that you're going to make up for everything the enemy has taken. God's going to make up for everything that the enemy has taken. God is going to make up for everything that's been lost. And he's more than going to get you caught up. You're going to go beyond. You're going to be living in the overflow. The overflow of blessing. The overflow of joy. I hear this. Whose hearts were his. My son created an album. And it was called Whose Hearts Were His. And it was about the martyrs. You're not a martyr. But you've lost lots. And you guys have far gone a lot of things that a lot of ministers would not have done because your hearts were his. And now God's going to give you all the desire of your heart. And now the blessing comes and it remains. And you'll do good when everything else is being destroyed. Even though things are dark and hard and difficult and things, you know, may fall here and there, you'll be established and you'll just keep being blessed and you'll just keep prospering. You will, because your heart was his. And you gave God everything you had in your youth and your young age. And now in your older age, God is going to carry you. And he's going to bless you. And he's going to give you his favor. And you're going to have a voice. You will have a voice in the nation. Ha ha. And all the Lord needs you to say is yes and amen. And he will do it. He will do it. He's going to give you divine connections. And your life is going to be funner than it ever has been. And such joy and wonderful, wonderful fellowship. The enemy has taken your fellowship, but God's going to restore it. And there'll be greater friendships and deeper friendships in circles that you were never in, right? God's going to do this. And God delights to do this. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich. It adds no sorrow, neither does toiling increase it. It is the blessing. I thank you, Father God, that Renita's health works under the blessing. I thank you, Father, that her health is being established. Thank you, Father God, her strength is being renewed like the eagles. And her youth. And you are so young at heart. Oh my gosh,
You know, you're like a teenager. You're so much fun, and God delights in you. He really loves you. He thinks you're interesting. And He loves the fact that you don't care what people think. He absolutely loves that about you. He loves that about you. Divine, thank you. The wisdom of God and understanding. The divine is upon you. Thank you, Father. And you have had divine, you have had inventions, you know, ideas, God-given ideas, the game and all their, that came straight from God. And now God's going to establish these wonderful ideas, and they're going to take off, and they're going to make money. And they're going to be blessed. Let me tell you something. The church is rising in influence. While the world's falling apart and falling away, I'm just telling you right now, the wealth of the wicked is being laid up for the just. And Hasbro isn't going to be making all the games anymore. The systems of the world are being judged. And the wealth of the wicked is being given over to the righteous. And she has had so many ideas, so many, that it's almost broke her heart because she doesn't see. These are great ideas, but how? It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And everything the enemy stole is going to be restored back to you. It's just that way. It's just who. That's just what's happening. This is what's happening. We're in the know. We are in the know. And other people will be prophesying the very things that were said tonight. You'll see. This is a God thing tonight. I was just talking about you today in the car with Marcy. Yes. I just think she's the cutest thing ever. And she is. Oh, and Lord, the Lord loves your spunk. Now, you see the fire of God is in my hand right now, just touching you. So, Father, I thank you that you are burning out all her past. All her past. Even the marriage, see, because you got to go on. And sorrow and mourning shall flee away. And now God's developing you. And now you're going to become you. You want to know what God's got planned for you? He's planning on... He's planning on bringing you out. He's bringing you out. The real you, who He always created you to be, shall come forth. Oh, Father, I thank you for God-given ideas to increase her. And the church. And the church. And the church. The Lord says, I'm not giving you these ideas to bless yourself. It's for the church. It's for the work of God. And yes, you can keep some to yourself. But there's going to be a change, guys, in our heart. The money is God's. And the money is to establish the house of God and to win souls and to bring about the kingdom of God. We have got to become more kingdom-minded. So if you will, everybody here, will commit to the Lord. Father, if you bless me financially and give me a God-given idea, wouldn't it be great if this church was in Charisma Magazine because you guys have more millionaires? That's what I'm talking about. Set the minds that, you know, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered the hearts of men. What God? What God? What God? What God? What God? What God has prepared for those that love Him. Father, I thank you that you're establishing her and you are changing her and you're giving her a new life and you're changing things in her thinking and you're changing, God, her heart, and her heart will trust in you and you will establish her and you will bring her all the way through and then you'll go all the way. You're coming out of a season. And so whatever's involved in this season, whatever needs to be taken care of, will. And then from there, He will bring you on into something new. New life, new way of thinking, as you trust the Lord. Will you trust in the Lord with all your heart? She said, yes, Lord. So, Father, we thank You. Ha, ha, ha. Devil, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Because what you thought you did no such thing. Some of us were derailed for a season. The season's over. The season's over. Ha, ha, ha. I've used the word established a lot tonight, haven't I? That's the word of God. He's establishing us. So, Father, I thank You. What's your name, my sweet? There's a reason God made you, right? So, Father, would You show Lauren what her purpose in the earth is? Would You show Lauren her giftings? Missy is very gifted. Missy's gifted. Very gifted. No, she's very gifted. So is Cassie. You have such a great imagination and such a great laugh. And God's going to use those things. So, Father, thank You that You're showing Lauren why she was made. Why did God have to have Lauren? He did. If You made it, were You? And she's yours? She's beautiful. I love that. Isn't it wonderful to be loved and wanted? Father, thank You that You're going to take everything the devil did and You're going to make it for her good. And she is going to bless you, and she will be a weapon in Your hand, and she will bring many out. And I thank You and I bless You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I tell you, there is a spirit of prayer that's coming on the body of Christ. And the Lord needs us to yield to the spirit of prayer. Where am I going? I don't know where I'm going. I want to read something to you tonight real quick. Boy, God's done some great things, hasn't He? Let's see. Now, you're Lila's sister, right? Are you Lila's, right? Same thing I heard for, Bonnie, I heard for you too. Was God tonight is blessing you. For your faithfulness. God's going to give you the desires of your heart. And you've allowed God to establish you in truth. So we go, well, okay. Well, that's huge. That you stayed with the Word. That you stayed in church. It's a big deal. And I'm saying that over all of us. It's a big deal. When you get to heaven, you're going to see all the enemies of your soul that came against you in this hour. And you're going to go, my God, how did I make it? That's exactly right. So you know what? God says, be kind to yourself. That, you know that beautiful testimony that Donnie gave Sunday morning? That's happened to everybody. How many of you would say the enemy has constantly assaulted your mind and made you feel like you're not God's not happy with you and you could do so much more? Oh, my Lord. I think the Apostle Paul thought he could do so much more. And you will do so much more as you yield to God's grace and mercy. Receive it. When the enemy comes against you and makes you feel like you're lazy, you say, oh, that's why I need Jesus. No, I'm kidding. That's what I do. I'm like, yes, I do. I am. Sometimes. But God loves me. And He has such grace and mercy for me. That's what the Holy Spirit taught me. He said, you guys have to get better at taking the grace. Taking the mercy. It will establish you as you're growing up in the things of God. Now, Lord, show me how I'm supposed to do this. This is not going to be long.
But I have to put something in you tonight besides what God's already done. Father, let them know. See, I promise you, before you... thank you, God. Mark 4, guys, listen. When God speaks, like He spoke tonight, over each person, yes? That's seed. That's seed. Mark chapter 4. Seed in the sower. The seed is the Word of God. Whether it's the Logos, which is the written Word of God, or a prophetic word like everybody got tonight. Seed. Uh-oh. Warning, 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 warning. God's got a warning. Uh-oh, come on. What does the Bible say? Believe the prophet? What does it say? And yes, but there's the other one in the Old Testament. It says, believe the prophet's word and you will be established, or you will... That just came to me. I've never used that verse ever. Uh-oh. What's God saying to us tonight? Be aware. I just spoke to you. I just put life in you. I just put strength into you. And how did He do it? Words and the anointing. Right? Let me just read this to you. Hearken. Listen. Behold. That means listen. There went out a sower to sow. That's a preacher. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on the stony ground where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, underline that, no root. You need to underline this. No root, having 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 no root. What does the word say? Be rooted, be grounded. James chapter 5, I believe it says, the Word of God has the power, the potential . The word engrafted is what the word says, rooted. The word engrafted has the power to save the soul. God's not forgotten you. The Lord's going to speak something over you in just a minute. Say no root. This is a warning. God said to put His house first, yes? God said many things tonight, did He not? Like if God was here and He was speaking while everybody would be on the floor, you would leave here changed. You know, why? Because you received. It's when we receive we're changed. Not when we just hear. But it's when we receive what we hear, we're changed. Believe the word and you will be established. The Lord is talking tonight. He's trying to help us understand a seed was sown. And if you want it to grow up and you want it to manifest, you're going to have to do a few things. Are you in? And because it had no root, it withered away. Uh-oh. God is talking to somebody tonight. Why did I fall away? Because you had no root. We must be rooted. We must be rooted. We must be rooted and grounded. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. Oh, Lord.
Did you just hear that? The Lord is speaking. He's helping you to understand why. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And others fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100. And he said unto them, he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. How many of you say, Father, I have ears to hear. Holy Spirit, I'm listening. Establish your word in my heart. And when he was alone, that were about him, with the 12, asked of him the parable, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may not see and perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know you not the parable? And how then will you know other parables? The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, we all heard tonight, did we not? Satan cometh immediately. I don't think there's any other scripture that says that Satan comes immediately. I don't think. There's a verse in the Word that says this again. What is the enemy stealing, church, immediately? What's he stealing? The Word. So the Word, what does that mean? That means that the enemy of your soul values the Word of God far more than you do. He knows the power of this written Word. And it's a threat to his kingdom. And that's why he has fought you for 30, 40, 20 years from growing in God, because he has stolen the Word of God right out of your heart every Sunday. Because you did not go over it and put it in your heart. You see, you have a part and God's got a part. So this shows you the power of these words. Amen? Wow. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they heard, Satan cometh immediately. You should underline that. And taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. The word was sown in your heart tonight. Yes? And these are they likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately received it with gladness, having no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended, and having no root in themselves, and so endure for but a time. These are people who get saved in the revival. And the power of God manifests. And they feel the love of God. But there's all these stones of sin that are in their heart that they're not doing anything about. They're still cussing. You see? They're trying to live with God out of their old heart and their old ways. Do they love God? Yes. Do they recognize that things are of God? Yes. Do they value the power of God? Yes. But not enough to change, because when persecution comes in church, it does come and is coming. Amen. You won't be able to stand because your heart wasn't pure. And so endured but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among the thorns, such as hear the word. Uh-oh, now here we go, here we go. This is where most of the church is. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in and choke the word, and I will say its power. And choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. You will have an unfruitful life spiritually. If you allow the desire for other things besides God and His kingdom, if you allow the desire, the lust for money and working three jobs so that you can have that nice car and that boat, but what about God? Well, I have to work on Sunday. No, you don't. And this is what God was just saying a little while ago. That we have to establish, we have to put first things first. The house of God's got to come first. The kingdom, God's got to come first. God's got to come first. And these are they which are sown on good ground, and such hear the word and receive it, and bringeth forth fruit, some 30, 60, and some 100. So tonight the word of God was sown in your heart, and God is saying to you, it's a warning. He's waiting. You're feeling real good right now, but as soon as you get home, one of your kids, your husband, your wife, I guarantee you something is going to try to come to tear that seed out of the ground of your heart. Huh? What did the Lord say tonight, guys? It was powerful. What did He say tonight about unity? Uh-oh. What did He say about unity? We've got to keep the unity. And He said, watch your words, watch your mouth. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Just know that when trouble comes, especially when you come home from church, the devil's there to steal the seed. And you don't even have to say to your loved one, I get behind me, devil. I knew the devil was going to use you to try to take the word out of my... Don't even say stuff like that. See, we have to learn how to bear up patiently. Did you just hear? That's in Peter. We have to learn how to endure long and bear up patiently. That's how you live like Christ. That's how you grow. I want to put something in you tonight. Father, help me to do this very quickly. And just put this, establish something in your heart tonight. This is Mark chapter 9. Now, this afternoon the Lord was saying this to my heart. You say this to them. What you don't value, you lose. Remember what it was like when you first got saved and you were so in love with Jesus? And it was the easiest thing in the world to pray and to be, read the Word. See, this is Mark chapter 4. And then we allowed the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desire for other things to come in. And it took over the ground of our heart that we establish truth in, and before you know it, we don't love God anymore like we used to. And then you know what we do? We just try to live around it. We're trying to live with God in a heart that has no room for Him. No room. But I'm saved, blessed, and highly favored. No room for God. No room. You don't want to hear from Him anymore. You have other things that you want to do. You don't spend time in the Word. Listen, if you're going to grow in God and be strong and be a tree like He talked about tonight, that's flourishing, that's a well-watered garden, that is a person that puts the Word of God first.
And there's a price that we pay to know God. Amen? And when we start falling away from God, our love for mankind begins to wane. And that's why we're not in the streets. And that's why we're not sharing the gospel. Because our hearts have fallen so far away from God. And we come to church, and thank God you're here tonight, but we come to church and we sit there and we hear the word and we do nothing with the word. And then we wonder what is going on in our life and why we're not being blessed of God. And see? And this is why the Lord was saying tonight, you're going to put the kingdom of God first and His house first. Put God first and then your family. Amen? Okay, so God wants to put this in you tonight. So He gave us a warning out of Mark chapter 4, and we're going to pay attention to that. Amen? But the Lord says, what you don't value, you will lose. In any relationship, if you're married or you have children or whatever relationship you have, if you do not value and protect those relationships, you will lose those relationships. I have 4 boys, and it's been a concern of mine because, you know, my oldest is 38 and my baby's 22. Huge difference. And now they're all grown and they live in different places. Have you talked to your brother lately? No. Nathaniel, have you talked to Gabriel? Yeah, I did about a month ago. Brandon, have you been keeping up with Nathan and Zach? And while I'm trying, he's the older brother. Here, my Zachary, I talked to him by Facebook, you know. That's so cool that you can do that. And he calls me from Afghanistan. It is so cool how that happens. And I'm like, well, Zachary, have you talked to Gabriel? Yeah, I talk to him about every other day. He's in the Army. Did you talk to Nathan? Yeah, I did talk to him about a week ago. And so I started talking to my boys, and I said, you're brothers. And if you do not stay close together and on purpose, cultivate your relationship, even you will lose your relationship with each other. And as adults, grown adults, we've seen it happen over and over in other people's lives. And it will happen to my boys if they do not value their brothers' relationships. Amen? And so it is with God. And now listen to this. This is where God's going to put this in you tonight. Mark chapter 9. This is incredible, incredible. And there is a rule of thumb, sort of, in Scripture, that if we see God do it once, He can do it again. Amen. And then, even after Jesus left, there were things that Paul did that no man ever did. So we also have that. And if the power's there, come on, if the power's there, the devil cannot create an anointing from God. If something's anointed and it's the power of God's on it, then it's of God. Even though it's as weird or just the strangest thing, it's the Lord. Amen? And so in Exodus we see, now I've said this before, no one knew God like Jesus with the exception of Moses. No man in the earth knew God like Christ. And what I'm saying is Jesus had face-to-face time. Amen. I believe that when He was on those mountains praying late into the night, that there was glory in those prayer meetings. Amen. And you see Jesus many, many times. Jesus Christ, Son of God, Son of Man, who had the Holy Spirit without measure. What do we see Jesus doing often? Getting away by Himself to pray. And if Jesus needed to spend time with the Father and make sure, and I mean, we're talking hours. He prayed one whole night for His 12. One whole night. He valued the presence of God. He valued the wisdom of the Father. He loved God enough to get it right. And so must we. Amen? so Moses was invited by God up to a mountain, and there he was with God for 40 days. 40 days. Now, I don't think he saw God's face, because the Bible says no man has seen him and lived, but he was in the cloud. 40 days, guys. And if you're in a cloud with God, oh gosh, and you're hearing his voice, guys, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart. And he takes his finger and he's writing on the stone tablets right in front of him. Don't you think he was changed? And the Bible says the covenant we have is better than that one. Amen? Okay, so Mark chapter 9, fast. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come in power. What's going on? Jesus is getting ready to leave. And now he's starting to establish some things in them that they could not bear before. And then in John chapter 16 and 15 and 16, he said, there were so many other things that I needed to say to you, but you just were not able to hear it. But he said, the Holy Spirit will come, and he will take what is of mine, thank you, Jesus, and he will reveal it to you. How many of you need the Holy Spirit? See, we need the Holy Spirit to reveal what he spoke over you tonight. And so, he's getting them prepared, and he says, and after 6 days, Jesus talketh with Peter and James and John, and led them up into a high mountain, apart by themselves. You should underline that. That's what Jesus did, isn't it? He always went to a mountain, it seems, and he got away from the crowd. He got away from the pull and the pressure of life to be with God. Hello, I just said something. There have been times that I have paid money to get out of town and be with God for a couple of days. It costs me money to go and stay in a hotel to do that, but it's worth it. How valuable is his presence? Oh, this is so powerful. Gosh. And he led him up into a mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth could whiten them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. What? Moses and Elias come down from heaven. They come unto the mountain. And Jesus is, the glory of God is all over Jesus, and he becomes a flaming Jesus. And he looked like he did when before he left heaven. He looked just like he did before he left heaven. He looked like he did in his glory. That means his eyes were like fire. And I don't even have time to go into it, but if you study this and the other Gospels, one says that when he came down, people could see the glory on him, and they were in awe. What did that to them, guys? What made him look like that? The Lord. His presence. His glory. And there appeared unto him Elijah and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he did not know what to say, because he was afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, listen to him. What's he saying? Peter, shut up. That is really what he was saying. Be quiet. Okay, ooh, I hear that. The Lord said, okay, let's listen for a second what the Lord is saying. We are coming into that day where we're going to have glory. We're coming into a day where heaven is going to become more accessible to us. It's a new era. And there are things that God's making accessible to us that He did not make accessible to any other generation. Okay? Now watch. Even though Peter, James, and John, they're human. They are with Jesus. He is in the Spirit. He's being transformed into a flaming Jesus in front of them. They're seeing Moses and Elias that came from heaven to strengthen Jesus and minister to Him because He's getting ready to go to the cross. That's how hard the cross was, guys. And they came and brought something. They ministered to Jesus. They didn't respond correctly, did they? The Bible says they were afraid. Wouldn't you be afraid? But they didn't respond correctly. They were in the flesh. They were afraid and spoke out of the flesh. The Holy Spirit just said, you need to make a point of that. Why? Because we need to know how to handle the glory. We're going to have visitations. There will be times in this church you're going to get into such a high place in praise and worship that the cloud envelops you. I feel the anointing all over me, right? I'm speaking by the Spirit. He's telling you of things to come. He's telling you of things to come. You better get ready. You better get ready, Cassie. You better get ready. Because the glory's coming. And just like the glory transformed Jesus, and just like that glory got on Jesus to strengthen Him because of what He was getting ready to face, that's why that power was there. That's why such an incredible encounter with God, because He was going to need it. Now, why were Peter, James, and John there? Because they were going to be the leaders of the new covenant. And there was going to be such pressure, such sorrow. Could you imagine walking with Jesus, swimming with Him, fishing with Him, working with Him for 3.5 years, and now He's going to die? How do you think you'd do if you saw Jesus being beat? My God, I can't even imagine what Mary must have felt watching that whip wrap around His head and pulling hair out of His head. And His back, the Bible says, was laid wide open, and He could see His guts. That's what the Bible says. In Psalms, He could see His ribs. And so just remember, these guys were going to see it, and they were going to have to taste of things to come. It was glorious. It was powerful. God is saying, I want you to see this. I want you to know there is a God. I am coming to you in a cloud. I am speaking to you, and my power and my glory is on my Son, so that you will know why you're going to die in the future. Because it's real. And that is what held those guys together when the persecution started. I mean, gosh, before Jesus even got on the cross, Peter denied Him 3 times and had that experience. But the true power came with the Holy Ghost came upon them. It's nice to have visions. It's great to have visitations. But evidently it will not hold you. The only thing that will hold you in the midst of some of the greatest persecution, greatest suffering and sorrow that we will going to have to endure in the future is going to be the power of the Holy Ghost. The power. He is the restraining force in the earth. The devil's just itching to kill us and destroy us before the time. And God is saying to you tonight, just like He said in the first verse, and verily I say unto you, there will be some that stand here which shall not taste of death until they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. When did they see the kingdom of God come in power? Acts. How many of you want Acts all over again? Okay, please listen. Please come and listen. I want to gather you in my heart, right? I want you to listen. I'm about to shut this thing. I want you to listen. This is my last time of seeing you until next year, okay? I want you to listen to what God is saying to us tonight, because He's about to say something. Amen? And do you have ears to hear what God is about to say? And do you have eyes to see what the Spirit is trying to put in front of you? Say yes and amen. We must have an encounter with the Holy Ghost. You need a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Every single one of you here. In Acts chapter 2, when they were first filled, they were refilled again in Acts chapter 4. And the place where they were at was shaken once again. Why did this great power come upon them? Because they were going to need it to bring forth the kingdom. If you're alive now, it's to finish what they started. Are you listening to me? Do not look at yourself any longer the way you see yourself. You got to stop looking at yourself like, well, I'm just a school teacher. Well, I'm just a receptionist. Well, I work in a doctor's office. I clean homes. Stop looking at yourself from the natural, because that's not who you are. That's what you do. Who are you? You're a child of God. Who are you? Blood washed. Spirit filled. Tongue talking. Devil stomping. What is that? I'm going with you. Okay. You got me out there on a limb. What else are we? Listen. The greatest power is getting ready to be displayed in the earth, and the world has to see it, and God needs you to be strong. And there's going to be far more joy. Listen. Yeah, it will be hard at times. Has it been hard now? Come on. Was COVID-19 hard? Yes, because we're not used to it. The people in Russia are like, you guys are a bunch of wimps, right? Because we never had to go through. But do you understand? The Lord is trying. That was preparation. That was really preparation. So what's the will of God? Get in the secret place. Get to the mountain. I wish I had time to preach this, but I'm throwing this in. Get to the mountain. You're being called up to the mountain. God's calling you into the mountain of His presence. And He needs you to get serious like you've never gotten before. Turn off your phone. Turn off your television. Put on the worship. Begin to worship God. Now listen, I'm going to just very quickly give you my thoughts and ideas on this. You lay before the Lord for 1 hour on the floor. And you worship God. And you pray in the Spirit. Twice a day, if you can do this, you lay before the Lord once and pray or worship for 45 minutes. And then you pray in other tongues or speak in other tongues for 45 minutes to an hour. This you do every day till Jesus comes. 2 hours. Can you get up at 5 instead of 6? If you will turn your flesh over to the Holy Spirit, He will take it and He will empower you and He will shake you and put you into a place in God you have never been. But you've got to yield the members of your body over. He is not going to do it for you. You've got to yield. You've got to say, I'm hungry, I love you, and I'm yielding all that I am. That's why I lay on the floor. I yield to God. I yield. And you keep doing this day after day after day. And what will happen to you in a month or two later will just be so glorious that you will not be able to wake up the next morning to do it all over again. And He will wake you up in the night seasons. He will show you visions and dreams because you have presented yourself before the Lord as a mature Christian, hungry and thirsty for His Spirit,
willing to do whatever God needs you to do in the earth and be whatever God needs you to be in this hour. Amen. And it will make all the difference in the world. If you will pray in the Spirit, you will become a man and a woman changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Someone once said there is nothing more brilliant or greater than a man made brilliant by the Holy Spirit. Brilliant is pure light. It's a light. And the world needs to see the glory of God upon your face. Amen. And they need to know, my God, this person is supernatural. They have something that I need. Do you understand that the world is so frightened? Mental illness is up 300%. Somebody just told me this. Fear is off the charts. And where's the church? We're not going to embarrass God. We're going to yield to the Holy Spirit and we're going to start pressing in. Amen. Press into God. Amen. We're going to press into God until He's formed in us. Isaiah 60, verse 3, and nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. You should put that before you in your Bible. Nations will come to your light, America, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. There is a new dawn rising in this nation. It looks bad right now. And we're going to have to plow through some difficult days ahead. And that's why you've got to get prepared for it. Because you're going to see things you never saw before. And can I just end this with a prophetic word that I gave many, many years ago to the different churches that I had been in. The Lord told me many years ago, 20 years ago, oh, maybe it was in the 90s, so that might have been 25. I prayed. I saw this day. See, people who pray, God will show you things to come. And then you pray into that thing until you've prayed into a place of peace. That means I rest my case. I have prayed through the will of God. And I may not see it in my day, but I finished praying out something that God needed to be established in the earth. Amen? And so the Lord said to me, I'm going to help you get your nation back. But it's going to cost you. Because you allowed it to happen. And the Lord told me, He said, I cannot allow this nation to be lost. So when we all stand before the Lord, we're going to be in trouble. We are going to be in trouble. It scared me. We are in trouble. Because we lost so much. We lost people. We lost. Our children's educational system was destroyed. Our babies have been raped. And where was the church? Where was the church? So we need to repent and ask God to forgive us and to cleanse us from all the unrighteousness. Amen. We do. We need to pray and ask God to forgive us. And the Bible says He will not remember our sins. Amen. But we need to pray like we've never prayed for before. Will you do that? I know it's going to cost you some time. I keep getting things and I'm trying to stop it, but please, please put this in your spirit. The Lord told me, He said, when you pray, He told me this about 5 years ago. He said, pray in the Spirit. And don't put a target on your praying. In other words, I need you to give me free praying. Where there's nothing attached to it. It's just free praying. The Lord says when you pray in the Spirit, there's so much power.
And I take that extra power because it's not aimed at anything. It's free power that God can use. And God can sprinkle that power on the baby church in Iran, the baby church in Iraq. You see what I'm saying? He can pour it over Chicago because His children are there. You see what I'm saying? And we need to pray much in the Holy Ghost. And you need to begin to make confessions of faith. And what you need to understand is the more you pray and the more you speak, those are arrows in God's hand. And He can release the weapon and He can use your words to do many, many things in the earth. Amen? And so there's certain things that we will not have to see and certain things that we will be able to sidestep because we're praying right now. That's the kind of mercy and grace that God has. Yes. That's right. That's right. So, Father, we thank You tonight. Can you guys just lift your hands and just begin to worship God? Worship the Lord. Did He do something for you tonight? Did He minister to you tonight? Father, we thank You for what You've done tonight. We thank You for the words from the Holy Spirit that You release, Lord, in the hearts of Your people. Father, thank You for encouraging Your children. Thank You, Father God, for instructing us and ministering to us and helping us to bring correction to our homes and our walk so that we can have Your blessing upon our life, so You can establish us, Lord, so that You can bring us into the blessing and bring us into places of the Spirit that we need to go to, Lord, to be able to better work with the Holy Spirit. We need to mature. We need, Lord, to come up so much more. And we thank You for Your mercy, Your grace, and Your love. And we thank You, Father, for the commitment that You have given us, Lord, that You will help us. Amen. You will help us, and You will love us, and You will change us. And we will be changed, and our children will be changed, and our homes will be changed. And even in the darkest day, we'll have tremendous joy. You will ensure our joy. You will protect us and keep us in perfect peace and have tremendous joy in the days of ahead. And we bless You, and we thank You for it, Lord. And we thank You, Father God, for the purposes and the plans that You have for this church. And we thank You, God, that You're bringing him up and out. And we thank You, Father God, that You're establishing this new work and the new vision, the vision that You have given Pastor Bruce many, many, many years ago. Those things that You promised, You want him to return back to those things, believing those things. But then You also are going to have him go beyond those things into greater things. Amen. And so, Father, we thank You for the help of angels. And we thank You, Father God, that You're gracing this church to pray in the Holy Ghost like they have never done before. And we thank You for the help of the Spirit and the help of angels. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shandare de bofuboroto makata takata. Hallelujah. Come on. God is good. Hallelujah. We'll give the offering tonight. You can put it in the basket or in the little box back there for Kim. It'll all go to Kim. Just be blessed in Jesus' name. And again, we have the text to give in the app if you want to do it that way. And if you do it on the app, there's a special place in the app to, it'll be designated to Kim. Glory to God. We're going to send her away blessed. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you all for joining us online. We just expect that you are blessed and that God's going to continue to bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you don't know Jesus, come on, that's the entrance to everything. And it's really easy. All you have to do is say, Lord, I need You. I know I can't do this on my own. I know that I'm a sinner. Lord, I just thank You right now for saving me. I thank You, Jesus, for coming in and being Lord of my life. The Bible says that all that call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And so that's what you need to do. Do that in Jesus' name. Father, we just close this service. We thank You, God, for Your outpouring of Your Spirit. I thank You for touching each person here. And Lord, even the things that were said that we didn't fully hear. We just expect that you'll remind us of them, Father. As we go home, we pray in the Holy Ghost. We hear you, Father. We thank you for the outpouring that you've promised. And we rejoice in it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. If you need prayer, come on up afterwards. Be happy to pray with you. I would covet everybody's help. We have to clean up tonight and put everything away. So would love for you to help stack chairs and put things away. God bless. Thank you, Kim. It was awesome. The Holy Spirit. Glory to God. She's going home, but she has to come back. So in Jesus' name, amen. God bless.